right, back on the Young Turks new power panel. Should we drop it? You got
Wait, hold on. I have a gift for you, Cenk.
Okay.
I brought you something. Here you go, man. Your very own personalized bandana that says Woke Bay on it.
I am very Woke Bay.
So what is Cenk going to do with that?
Yeah, can, the chance of me wearing sweat, this dude. Is. All right. Okay. All right. Well,
so
here.
You can dab your sweat. No, dab your. God,
is this how you wear it? Hey, I'm woke now.
Oh, this is such an Alex Jones moment. God damn it, I should have never done that.
That's all it took.
All right. Oh, I feel bad about
Drop
that.
Drop it. All right, Hassan Piker, Cenk Uygur, Aida Rodriguez, and Anna Kasparian. We got a great second hour for you guys. As I've promised, one of the most important stories we've ever covered. That's coming up in a second, but let me read tweets and names. Just real quick, Gabby Morita says, the only difference between American oil and Canadian oil is at least Canadian oil apologizes when there's a spill. I like it, Gabby. Matt Strackbein says, excellent cross-topic argument by Cenk Uygur on oil versus drugs. That's how the media needs to report it, not one story at a time. Well, thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. Speaking of appreciations, $27 from Rachel in Connecticut. Can I see tytnetwork.com/go, see where we're at? Let's cross the 2 million. I owe you some reporters. Let's go do that. $100 from Lycia in Massachusetts, speaking of super cool names, and $250 from Lanny in Florida. God, man, every time I read those numbers, I'm amazed by it, and I'm incredibly grateful. Look at this, 1.514. Wow. We're going to get to 2. We're going to get to 2. And of course, this is what I tell you, when we proposed 2 million, I'm not lying, at the meeting, people are like, no, you're not going to get the 2. Don't do 2. Well, ye of little faith, especially you, Tom Jackson. Okay, anyways. All right, Anna, what's up?
I just, facial expressions are giving me life right now.
You know, the last time I was here, you just got to 1 million.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, they're like.
I just taking credit for it.
No.
$500,000.
That's good. That's money going in a good place.
All right. We start off with a sad story, but one that a lot of our viewers sent to me and asked us to cover, so we're covering it. A white supremacist has admitted to fatally stabbing a homeless man to death because he was black. The man is James Jackson. The suspect is James Jackson. And he turned himself in and completely confessed not only to the murder, but confessed that he is a white supremacist. James Jackson allegedly told investigators he traveled from Maryland and was looking to harm black men when he encountered Timothy Kaufman at around 11:15 p.m. Monday in Manhattan. Jackson then allegedly attacked Kaufman with a large sword, stabbing him repeatedly. Kaufman, who was reportedly homeless, stumbled into a police department with stab wounds to his chest and back and died later at a hospital.
Because if you're supreme and you're so much superior to other people, what you do is you find the most powerless person there is and then attack them at their most vulnerable moment when they can't defend themselves. That's how people prove how supreme they are. But in their idiotic heads, that's how they think. They think, oh, I'll show them. He's got no weapon, I do. He can't defend himself, he has no power at all. Now, am I gonna go, it actually reminds me of Dylann Roof. He said, well, I mean, I really wanted to kill black people, but I didn't want to go into a inner city in his way of thinking, because that would have been dangerous. So I just shot people at a church, because it would have been, it's easier. But yet, in their twisted minds, they think they're really courageous.
Yeah.
And it reminds me a lot of Islamic terrorists. Right, like, oh, I'll go run over this Spanish teacher in the middle of London, right. and because I'm really courageous.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Look, I missed this story because I didn't see a ton of coverage on it. I knew about this story because our viewers sent it to me, and they're like, you need to cover this. But can you imagine if this wasn't a white supremacist and it was a Muslim guy who ambushed, I don't know, anyone and killed them with a sword?
If there was a mad Muslim running around with a sword in the middle of New York saying, I'm doing this for Allah and to show that Muslims are supreme, They would have. You'd think there wouldn't have been nonstop coverage of it.
But guys, we mustn't. This is. I know it's going to be difficult, but we mustn't blame all white people for this one attack. I mean, it's definitely not a part of white ideology. White supremacy isn't an inherent gene that white people have. Unlike Muslims, which are all terrorists, according to ironically people like James Jackson. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things I found on the internet was James Jackson's viewing habits. Now, of course, it's a laundry list of the same websites that you would assume that I'm not even going to mention. Mm-hmm. But I looked into some of his favorited videos, and you can completely analyze all of the sexual repression that this person feels, like how much anxiety he feels and also how racist he is just by looking at his 6 favorited videos, which start off with why I'm quitting porn and achieving goals, which is like a fitness guy account that he was following. Mm-hmm. And then another one is 4 exercises to build big shoulders, I guess maybe to stab better or possibly because he was uncomfortable about the size of his weak ass shoulders. And then it takes the tangent into more racist stuff, which is blacks know that blacks are violent, so why does white media pretend they are not? Or some
other. You're gonna talk to me about violence? You just killed a guy. You killed a guy with a sword. You want to talk to me about violence?
Yeah.
Because they're stupid. Like all terrorists are stupid. So I'm going to show, like the Islamic terrorists will say, I'm going to show you the West how violent they are by going around killing all these folks, right? Yeah. And this guy, who is of course a terrorist, he's doing it for a political reason. That's exactly the definition of a terrorist, attacking a civilian and killing them for a political reason. Goes around saying, I'm going to show how black people are violent by murdering one who's defenseless. Wow, you really proved your point.
I love how they continue to label him. I mean, I've seen his face so many times on social media that it makes me want to throw up because people love to post this stuff and repost. But you see the word supremacist so much with him. But when it's a brown person, it's a terrorist. But that they keep pushing that this. I am just, the reason I've been quiet is because, you know, in addition to the multiple young black women and brown women that are missing in D.C. who are not getting any coverage, we get this, they're not getting any coverage. But we heard about what happened in the U.K. over and over and over and over again. This is terrorism. This is terrorism. This is terrorism. We are being terrorized in our neighborhoods. Those of us that come from black and brown communities, that come from lower income communities are being terrorized every day. That man that he killed, the picture that I see is his selfie when he voted, a homeless man who took the time to still go out and vote and be part of the political process, whose life was taken by, you know, someone who's insane because he's absolutely out of his mind. But that this is what is being advocated by this administration through this constant
demonization.
Of people of color and these people that are working on behalf of this administration that is pushing the white supremacy agenda. And people look at us like we're talking about ghosts, like we're in Scooby-Doo. Like, what are you talking about? There's no racism here.
Right. I mean, we elected a black man, a biracial man at one point. So
in this story, there will be people in the comment section who say, oh, you guys are just playing the race card.
Yeah.
He killed someone based on race. We didn't say it. He said it. If that's not the race card, I don't know what it is. And we didn't play it. He did, and he murdered based on it.
Look, by the way, Ida brought up a really good point that should be addressed. I mean, white supremacy is essentially terrorism. It's a terroristic idea. It's an ideology that needs to be silenced. I feel like the way we trivialize it and make it seem like, oh, it's just a joke. They wear white hoods and it's not a big deal. Well, no, apparently it is a big deal. A life was taken and many more have been taken because of it. And I hate that they don't place the same onus or the same emphasis on white supremacy as they would with Islamic terrorism or radical Islam, mm-hmm. as they call it.
But yeah. I just can't stress enough how much this attitude has been emboldened by what's in the White House. And people keep saying, you guys are being, you give them a chance, give this. This is the attitude. These people are proud. They feel confident and they are not embarrassed nor ashamed nor afraid to say, I want to kill black people.
He told investigators that. I mean, it's no big deal. Like, yeah.
Emboldened to come out of the racist closet. And in this case, it had murderous effect. And if we're talking about terrorism, you know the number one terrorist group in American history by a landslide, the KKK.
Absolutely.
Who literally terrorized people, and that was their point. That's why they would burn the cross on your lawn before they murdered you and lynched you, etc.
But we should probably take them off the FBI investigation list and focus our efforts, redouble our efforts on the scourge that is Islam, the cancer that needs to be wiped off the planet, which is the attitude of this administration.
Yeah. All right.
All right. An 18-year-old from Texas who accused three mass black men of raping her has now come forward and confessed that she made the whole thing up. Now, this is 18-year-old Brianna Talbot from Denison, Texas. And this all occurred after she stumbled into a church with cuts and bruises. Let me give you more details on that. She was reported missing on March 8th by her then fiance, who told police he found her car in the parking lot of her apartment complex with the driver door open and her phone, keys, and a single shoe nearby. Hours later, she stumbled into a local church half naked and covered in cuts. She apparently told witnesses at the church that she had been kidnapped and sexually assaulted in the woods behind the church. There were also visible cuts and or scratches on her body. Well, she not only made the whole thing up, the injuries that she had were self-inflicted. So I don't know what her motive was or why she would make this up, but it's so incredibly damaging on so many different levels. Not only is the community scared because they think that there are three men on the loose who are, you know, raping people, but it also, you know, continues to perpetuate stereotypes about the black community. And it also leads to people just completely denying or being skeptical of individuals who come forward and say that they've been raped or sexually assaulted. So she's a terrible person, and she is facing charges as a result of falsifying these reports.
Brianna really didn't want to marry her fiance. She came back with the stories, but she, you know what? This is something that has been historically a culture of white women who accuse black men when they and get black men in trouble, like the woman that accused Emmett Till, who just admitted years and years and years later. But even when you think about the Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, that the reason why it was taken down, it was because a woman said she was assaulted by a black man. And this has been something that has been, black men have been targeted by this narrative and this false narrative for many years. And I'm not saying that some black men don't rape and don't abuse and don't do, but this has been something that has been handed down from generation to generation of white women accusing black men falsely and black men playing the price. And it is disgusting that black men are being targeted from all directions. You got the homeless man getting killed, you got this girl, you got the prison, the school to prison system. There we have a shortage of black men. This is something that those of us who are the mothers of black men, this is what keeps us up at night. My son goes out with a white girl and I have to say, be careful. If you get pulled over by the cops, you cannot be aggressive. This is the kind of stuff that is disgusting and it is tiring. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's amazing how powerful the media is and how long of an effect that it has. Yeah. Because Birth of a Nation, the first feature length film, had a white guy in blackface kidnapping white women.
Yeah.
And so they told people, hey, be afraid of the black guy, he's going to kidnap and rape your women. And by the way, the KKK didn't do cross burnings until they saw it in the movie. And then they're like, oh, that's cool, let's do that.
Right.
You see, and then that's why when people say, oh, history doesn't matter, why are you guys still harping on it? Because that history rains down on us through the generations. And it's and all the way down to Denison, Texas, where this girl, when she thinks, what story am I going to make up? I'm going to make up the oldest story in American history, which is three black guys came and gang raped me and took me. And I'm going to go to the core of what my community is scared of.
Right.
Because they've been taught to be scared of it. And I'm going to get sympathy or whatever else she thought she was going to get. But I want to give a huge credit to the authorities here.
Yeah.
Okay, so cops, credit where credit is due. They are like, wait, three guys in ski masks that you conveniently couldn't identify.
Right.
And
also kidnapped her in a big black SUV that no one saw as well.
Yes.
A lot of information.
They knew that the story was fishy from the beginning, and we have to applaud them for doing a proper investigation and figuring out what the truth is.
And a lot of times in the past, is that they would have given into the hysteria. But now the good news about some of what has happened today is that they didn't give in to the hysteria. So there's been some progress, and they're like, not buying it. And they went to go corroborate the things that she was saying, and nothing could be corroborated. And then she's like, okay, fine, I made it up.
Also, not to hammer on that same dead horse here, but the alt-right white supremacist blogs instantly picked up the story and gave this that extra oomph it needed. And because like this no longer was a regional story, and that's why we're covering it as well, even though it was a hoax, certain titles I would like to read from different alt-right blogs. Three black thugs in all caps kidnap and do the unthinkable in all caps to 18-year-old woman. MSM silent for sick reason. Or black thugs allegedly kidnap and gang rape repeatedly slash beautiful white teen. Media silent.
Okay, so I like that you brought up those headlines, because keep in mind that there are a lot of people who have read those headlines and will never come across the reality. They will never come across the follow-up to this story. So again, it perpetuates, you know, these stereotypes about different communities, and some people will never know what the truth is. So incredibly damaging.
You're right, Anna, and I want to go back to your first point because of the double whammy here. It's not just about race. 98% of reported rapes are real. Right. 2% are proven to be false, right, like this one. But when you have a situation like this, when she does such an outrageously false accusation of rape, then it taints the other 98% that are actually true. So she's done damage to women, to blacks, etc. And you know, a lot of people are going to see some version of this headline. Yeah. Some are going to see the part where, oh, the three black thugs did this. They're never going to see the correction. And other people are going to see the final result and go, oh, you see that? When they say rape, it's a lot of times not rape. Yep. And it's going to get disproportionate coverage. So once you set that in motion, even if you at some point admit it, you can't undo the damage that you've done.
Yeah,
that's right. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, men in Congress and what they want to do with women and healthcare. Absolutely.
All right, back on the Young Turks, Cenk Uygur. I'm not going to go through everybody's names again. Okay, let's go to tweets.
Only one that matters.
Right. Vanilla Zeiss says, as a white guy, he knows that it won't be hard for him, horrid for him, referring to the white supremacist. He thinks claiming it will make him a hero to certain people. Mm-hmm. And then Floricita says, with a sword, those guys see themselves as some kind of heroes. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he gets some virgins out of it in white heaven. So, and I like that those combination of tweets, because absolutely, all these guys, whether they're mass shooters, even the guy in the mentally deranged guy in Sandy Hook, thought all the other mass shooters were heroes, and he wanted to and get some of the glory, and he had all their newspaper clippings. And again, the Muslim terrorists think that they're heroes. These guys, you're absolutely right. They did it with a sword because he thought it was cool and he was a hero and he likes to dress up in outfits.
Is there a better telltale sign than you might possibly be a psychopath than having newspaper clippings? Like, regardless of what it is. It's like, you went to a store wherever they sell newspapers. I don't even know where they sell them anymore. You bought scissors as well, and you were like, I'm going to... Who does that?
Okay, I used to do that all the time. Oh, that's because I had a show.
That all makes sense.
No, before I would get the Washington Post and the USA Today, and I'm like, oh, I like that story, and I'd cut it out, and I'd put all the newspaper clippings in front of me when I did my.
Oh my God! You're
not
so
only public
old.
Access, but radio show. Yeah, dude, the internet so barely old. Existed back then. I am ancient.
No, but Cenk is from like a different era. Like,
I know.
During a post game, he talked about some weird thing in the library that I've never heard of. What is it called?
Microfiche.
What's a library?
It's amazing.
TYTnetwork.com/join to hear those amazing stories in the post game. Yeah. But it's okay. I'm now very young and I am woke bay. So it's all good.
Yeah.
How okay. come I don't get one of those? What? Women can't be woke.
Everyone already knows you're woke bay. Everyone already knows that.
Can women be bay?
Yes,
women can be bae.
Oh my God, just keep aging yourself, dude. Keep aging yourself.
Okay. No, I don't know. You said body positive earlier, and I was like, oh, I got to learn all the terms. Like,
Honestly. I don't know. I just, I'm trying to
you're
be
not as woke as this.
No.
I try to be as sensitive as I possibly can now because I have a certain disposition that people instantly assume I'm a douchebag frat guy when I am kind of a douchebag frat guy. Hmm. But, you know.
But he's trying to get better.
But on the right
team. You know, he's trying to be more woke.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
I think. Chris Allen says, isn't this the story that the mainstream media is ignoring, referring to the white supremacist story Anna covered? Thank you, Young Turks. Thank you for pointing it out.
Thank you for sending me this story, because as I said, since it hasn't gotten much coverage, I didn't know about it until our audience encouraged me to cover it. So.
Yeah, now member shout outs of the day, Terry Cromarty and Kevin McNamee. So thank you guys for making this entire show possible. It's all run on membership, and or a lot of it is run on membership. And so that's tytnetwork.com/join. You also get post games, aggressive progressives, old school, and of course the whole 2-hour show ad free. Now, donors for the journalism campaign, which is going to end soon, is $15 from Lois in Texas, and $27 from Leslie in Oklahoma. I wonder if they're in that Texoma region that we were just covering, which I didn't know existed. Anyway, $100 from Godin in Minnesota, or Godin. So thank you guys, you're the best. tytnetwork.com/go. There it is. Let's get to 2 million. Let's end this. Let's hire a couple more reporters. I just went over a strategy meeting with Jonathan Larson, who's now the new managing editor. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to break the hell out of stories, and I think we're going to shock the world. Mm-hmm. I am super psyched about it.
Yeah. Are we going to break the internet too?
Oh, we're going to break everything in our site. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be like, you're now all woke.
We're all woke bays here. Okay. We don't all have the bandanas to prove it, but we're all woke.
Wow, you are bent that I didn't give you a bandana.
Super, super. Okay, let's move on. We now know that the GOP has canceled the House vote on the replacement plan for Obamacare. However, there was a part of the story that I thought was important to share with our audience. It had to do with the room full of men who wanted to decide how the replacement plan should impact women specifically. So there's a room full of dudes, okay? And this was actually a meeting with members of the House Freedom Caucus. And here's what happened. Members of the House Freedom Caucus, which is composed of all men, went to the White House to talk with the president about what changes they'd like to see the GOP healthcare bill have. One of the major adjustments would be no longer requiring insurance companies to offer maternity care in all health plans. Don't offer maternity care. So let's, okay. So many things to say about this. First of all, these are the same motherfuckers who want to tell a woman that she should not be allowed to have a freaking abortion because they really care about the same, you know, that life. They really want to make sure that they protect life. They want to protect life so much that they want to ensure that insurance companies don't cover your maternity care, right? That's how much they care about life. No, they care about punishing you because of their stupid conservative values and the fact that they hate the fact that women are sexually liberated. They can't stand it. Anyway, so there's that. And also, let's look at the picture one more time. Okay, these people want to decide what I do with my body, and they also want to decide what should and shouldn't be covered in the insurance that I have to pay for. So fuck all of them.
Can I say something about the photo while it's still up? They say it's not diverse, and I tell you, you are incorrect. Look at that one guy, he's not wearing a blazer. So obviously there's a little bit of diversity there.
So now you could say, first of all, I like how the House Freedom Caucus freed themselves of women.
Right?
And Anna makes a great point about the uniting theme. The theme is not I want to protect life. The theme is, well, I want to make sure that you don't get to control your body and I rule over you. So whether it's abortion, I don't want you to have a choice. Oh, pregnancy, well, I should really support your pregnancy because I claim to be pro-life. Now, again, I think that's your problem, not my problem. And I'm going to punish you again by making sure it's not covered by insurance.
So one of the things that Obamacare did was it made insurance a little fairer for women because insurance companies actually didn't cover things like maternity care prior, or they weren't obligated or forced to pay or cover maternity care prior to Obamacare. And so turns out that the House Freedom Caucus hates that. Yeah. They hate the fact that insurance companies are required to do so now. And so they met with the White House to try to, you know, change that part of it and ensure that maternity care wouldn't have to be covered. It makes me so angry, right? And women have had to pay more for insurance than men have because of the fact that they could get pregnant. In fact, being pregnant was considered a pre-existing condition prior to Obamacare. Yeah. Okay, pre-existing condition. If insurance companies thought maybe this woman might get pregnant, they could actually increase the cost of insurance for you until Obamacare came around. House Freedom Caucus hates that. Okay, that group of men hate it, but they're pro-life.
Look, I mean, to be perfectly fair, if that baby, once it's in the fetus stage, is a solid Republican, then it needs to grab himself by its bootstraps. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The baby can take care of itself, and so can the pregnant mom. And it's all about accountability. And another point that's really ironic to me is that they also want to cut back on as many contraceptive, like, or as many places that offer affordable contraceptives or any sort of coverage in that field. And then women are going to be more likely to be pregnant and not be able to get abortions. It's like, I don't understand. Are they trying to increase the population? And then the third point I wanted to make is, do they think that men just get dropped from the heavens with storks? Like, do they believe that? Do they not understand that they were born because of women, because women got pregnant? Do they not have moms and wives and sisters? So this is a concept that constantly freaks me out when men are like, I don't want to pay for maternal care.
Well, that disconnect is, they don't see themselves as our equals, right? Remember, these are members of Congress who have health insurance because of taxpayer money. They're covered, right? So there's a disconnect. They don't understand, you know, our perceptions of health insurance. They don't understand, you know, our troubles with getting the proper coverage, how challenging that can be. They think of it as an us versus them type thing, right? And honestly, to keep it real, think about our corrupt political system and who's funding their campaigns and who gives them the money. Those are the people that they're really interested in representing.
And as conservatives, they lack all empathy. So they're like, well, if I have health care, well, and it's not a problem for me, it must not be a problem for you. They are actually hurting single women the most here.
Yeah.
Because if you're a couple and you're expecting to get pregnant, well, You're going to get hurt if their proposal won. Luckily, it didn't, because you're going to have to pay more for insurance. Okay, but if you're a single woman who's having a baby, well, you don't have a partner to help you. So then you have to pay all of that by yourself. And so when you tell them that, though, they don't think, oh, that's a shame. I see how that punishes a single mom so much more than it punishes a couple. They think, good. Good, then you shouldn't have had it like that.
Shouldn't have been loose or whatever.
Yeah, you should. And the baby, like Haas pointed out, should grab itself by its umbilical cord and pull itself up.
Yeah, it's not. It's the ladder. Socialists are trying to give ladders to these babies. We want to give them a rope that they can, you know, climb over. But okay, can I plug one thing? Because this is something I'm covering on Monday. One of the greatest hypocrisies as far as the AHCA and Paul Ryan just getting a hard on when he thinks about gutting Medicaid is, to me at least, and I didn't know this is new information to me, is that in college, his father, when he was 15 years old, died from alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And Paul Ryan actually took advantage of his father's Social Security survivor's benefit. Mm. And that actually led, like, with that money that he got from that, he went to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, but like, okay, but we talk about hypocrisy and we talk about how now they have access to healthcare as congressmen, right? Or congress members. But how can you be so oblivious, or how can you be
it's
so evil?
Oblivious.
It's like you have to be evil.
Yeah, they want to close the door behind them. That's how they are. That's my biggest issue with Republicans. Like, they took advantage of the opportunities provided by this country to become the successes that they are, and then they want to shut that door right behind them and kill those opportunities for younger generations. It makes me crazy.
But you know what? I will say this. I have some friends that are Republicans that don't agree with a lot of the stuff that is happening. I think it's just a specific mindset. When I see these older white men who come from a different generation, I keep holding up these pictures because this makes me enraged. I have had a Planned Parenthood is how I found the lump in my breast that was able to be removed and I didn't die. So when I think about these people trying to take that away, because they think it's all about abortion and Planned Parenthood is about abortion. Planned Parenthood is about a woman's health and people that don't have the money.
And men's health.
That you will later end up paying for if they don't have money anyway. But what I think is hypocritical is that These people are the ones that talk about Islam and other countries and the way they treat women. Mm-hmm. And they look down on them and they say, oh, look, that is a Islamic principle to mistreat women and to treat women as second class citizens. But this is the indicative of the same. So this elite mentality that we don't do this in America, the free world, look how we're treating women. I feel like I'm in the Matrix because I feel like we're going backwards. Like some of the things that we are discussing are things that people have been fighting for years. And here we are, that's that shirt that I saw at the march. I can't believe I'm still fighting for this shit.
Right.
It's unbelievable to hear this, but this is what happens when men oppress women. Like you like to point out Islam and you're doing it too in America. And that is not acceptable anywhere on the planet. Leave women alone.
So what unites them is not Christianity or Islam. It's fundamentalism.
Absolutely.
Because fundamentalists think alike. They think, oh, and in fact, a lot of times you listen to Pat Robertson, another evangelist, they're kind of jealous of Muslim fundamentalism. They're like, oh, well, they get their wives to listen to them at least. They'll say that over and over again because they're fundamentalists of the same milk. And then in this picture, people then, of course, will say, oh, well, you guys, it's a one angle. It's unfair. Maybe the other side of the room was filled with women.
Said Kellyanne Conway was there.
Okay, so we actually have seen the picture of the other side of the room. We have it. And there actually were two women. Now, two things about that. Number one, we didn't send out the picture. Mike Pence sent out that picture.
That's right.
It wasn't some liberal plot.
Second time, right? This is literally his second time pointing out, like, oh, what a glorious meeting we're having. And then everyone's like, dude, do you not see how weird that is that you're just surrounded by old white dudes that are discussing what to do with, like, millennials, black people, Latinos? It's just old white dudes that are just discussing the fate of every other demographic and age group in America.
But they don't. They view it as that's what it should be.
That's right.
And so they proudly sent out that picture.
That's right.
And he's right. It's the second time you can see two women.
Oh, all the way in the back.
All the way in the back. Who, by the way, are not part of the Freedom Caucus. We don't know who they are. They happen to be in the room, but they're not congresspeople. Okay. And so they think this is as America should be, with all of us in charge and you not in charge. Mm-hmm. That's what they mean by make America great again. So Haas is right. It's the second time when they tweeted out the picture of Trump signing the bill right when he first got into office. I'm sorry, an executive order where he said would devastate care for women across the world. And there was no women at all in the room, right? And he's proudly signing the executive order. And they tweeted out like, yes! We made America great again. We made it completely and utterly white and men controlling women's bodies just like we love. So that's the reality of it. And you think it's an accident that there are no women in the Freedom Caucus, which is the extreme right wing of the Republican Party, which is already extremely right wing? Mm-hmm. No, it's not an accident. Women don't want to be anywhere near these guys because they don't agree that they should lord over them.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is Kellyanne Conway probably would love to be
there.
A part of it. Oh, she was.
She was there. Yeah. They said she was there. But this is what makes the crazies go out and say, "Let's go grab on women. Let's go kill black people." This is right here. This is the cancer. That's like white straight men are the answer. They're the ones that know everything. They know they're the end all be all. Everybody else has to bow down to this. And this is why we got all these crazies. We're feeling it in the comedy clubs. We are feeling it everywhere we go. And if you think I'm lying, we had just had a conversation with representation last week. They are not even booking women of color or women in comedy clubs anymore because these good old boys that own these comedy clubs don't even think they have to. It is infecting all of America. It's not just a political thing. It's bleeding into everything where all of these people who hate people of color and feel like they are being outnumbered and that there's a white genocide taking place are like, we got to fight for this. And they're fighting for something that doesn't exist. It's not even real.
Well, by the way, to be fair, Donald Trump has come a long way. There's a woman in the room and he didn't grab her pussy. We have come a very long way since the Donald Trump on the campaign trail. I just wanted to put that out there.
But did he move on her or in her bitch?
I mean, it's not his daughter, so I don't know. Probably not. He's only sexually attracted to his daughter.
Listen. Okay. When we come back, one of the most important stories we've ever done, NAD Plus and how it could change the world. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding, and I'm not exaggerating. Whatever you do, don't die before this story. Okay, we'll be right back. All right, back on the Young Turks. Now I've got donors for you guys: $27 from Penelope in Michigan, $100 from Kathy in California, $127 from Joshua in Wisconsin. Let's get her done. I think that you guys like the folks that we announced: David Sirota, Dylan Radigan, and Jonathan Larson. And those are great reporters, commentators, editors, etc. I think you guys love the work they do. Let me see one more time where tytnetwork.com/go is at. Okay, God bless. Let's keep it going. Okay. Andre Mattson says, "I am woke thanks to the Young Turks." And then Tim Joyce says, "Of course Republicans hate sex. Nobody wants to fuck a Republican."
True.
Okay, anyways. All right, Anna, what's next?
All right. Harvard's researchers believe that they can reverse DNA aging. Well, at least they've proven that they can reverse DNA aging in mice, and soon they will be testing this method on humans, and it's a pretty big deal. So they focused on an intriguing compound with anti-aging properties called NAD+. It's been known that younger mice had more of it than older mice, and back in 2013, the researchers found that when they boosted the NAD+ levels in older mice, they looked biologically like much younger animals. Bananas. In fact, they couldn't even differentiate between the older mice and the younger mice after they started giving the older mice this compound. Okay, so Sinclair, that's actually Dr. David Sinclair from Harvard, put drops of NAD+ into the water of a group of mice, and within a couple of hours, their NAD+ levels started to rise. Within the first week, the scientists saw obvious age reversal in muscle and improvements in DNA repair. That's it. We're done.
We're done.
This is the most important story that we have ever covered. Okay, nothing else matters.
I agree with her.
This is freaking phenomenal, and I'm super excited. I want to get my hands on NAD+ immediately.
I'm looking at Cenk's notes, and legit, it's highlighted through and through. The entire article is highlighted. I was like, damn, dude, like you didn't have this level of detail.
I don't know if you can see all the highlights, but no, because I got excited. I'm not messing around with NAD+. That stuff's happening. Okay.
Look, you still gotta stop eating though if you want to remain healthy, regardless of how young you
are. Not necessarily, man. I'm gonna get that NAD+. Everything's gonna be okay. So let me quote Dr. David Sinclair again. Last graphic here. He said, "We can't tell the difference between the tissues from an old mouse that is 2 years old versus a young mouse that is 3 to 4 months old." Okay.
Yeah.
So good night, Irene. Okay, or no good nights. So we just get younger and younger and younger. Hit me with that NAD+.
And the best part is that you don't have to do anything invasive. Like, you just have to consume it. If they do the tests on humans, which they plan on doing, they're going to do the first test on 25 humans to see whether or not it has the same impact on them like it has on the mice. But like, the mice just drank that shit up, you know? They don't have to like do anything crazy, no implants, no injecting anything. Like they ingested it. We would just have to ingest it. Yeah. Like it's the magic pill.
And it's also a compound found in micro doses in broccoli, avocado, cucumbers, things that I eat a lot actually. But what I was gonna say
it's weird
is
it's not working on you.
What? Wow!
I'm
do you hear that? Here's what I was gonna say. Is no one else terrified by this? This is every plot point to every zombie movie ever.
No, I'm not terrified.
Like this is exactly how zombie movies start. Not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but black helicopters, zombies. I'm glad that they're doing it. The Metro Biotech is in Boston, so at least it'll be contained in that area.
What makes you think it'll be
and something
there?
You and I.
I'm assuming
death becomes her. Remember that death becomes her.
25 people
about
are going to turn into zombies.
They're gonna be missing.
But luckily, because it's in the Boston area, they'll handle it quickly because everyone knows Bostonians are very aggressive, especially around like football season or.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. Let's get back to the story real quick. So, look, the way that we age is DNA copies itself, right? And sometimes when it copies itself, it'll copy a not so perfect version. Mm-hmm. And that's what kind of leads to aging. That's an overly simplistic way of describing it. And essentially what happens is your body needs these DNA repair compounds in order to repair itself in a more effective way, in a better way, in a more perfect way, I guess. That's what prevents the aging. So that's what this is. The NAD Plus is a DNA repair compound. Now with humans, the repair compound is called something a little different, and I can't pronounce it, but the short version is NMN. It's a naturally occurring compound found in small amounts in foods like broccoli, cucumber, avocado, and edamame. I just want to note for the record, I am an avid fan of avocado toast. Yeah, I eat a lot
too.
Of it. I feel so vindicated right now.
Oh, God.
Can I just say one thing? Like, can y'all check to see if y'all can cure the rats from cancer? Like, yeah. Why are we so preoccupied with youth in America? You gonna walk around with an old soul. It doesn't matter if your face doesn't move. It's okay to get older. Why are we so preoccupied with not getting older? It's okay.
Tell that to Larry King.
It is so much pressure on women all the time with this. Stop it all. We can be investing
but
this
it's
time
not just
this
about. Science. It's not just about looks, which I will admit that's the part of this that I care about the most. But it's not just about that, because it helps rebuild healthy tissue, right? And also, you brought up cancer, and I'm glad that you did, because this could have huge benefits for cancer patients. So so scientists have harnessed this to target cancer cells, a class of cancer drugs called PARP inhibitors, which are prescribed for breast cancer, interfere with PARP's ability to repair DNA in the tumor, which ultimately leads to their demise. But not all people who take the drug respond well to it, and manipulating NAD plus levels may be one way to enhance their response. Yeah. So it could help cancer patients
as
well.
So let me try to explain again. All this is a little oversimplistic, but so NAD plus, when their levels are high, then PARP1 is activated and can repair the DNA. Okay. Now in the case of cancer, you don't want to repair the DNA of the cancer cells. So they actually lower the PARP, and then that winds up killing the cancer. Right. In the case of reviving your youth, you want the PARP to be high, and you want NAD plus levels to be, because when NAD plus levels are high, then PARP1 is activated, and then your DNA heals, and you become younger. So the bottom line is, we're not going to die.
Yeah. Okay. But you know what?
So I'm not playing. Okay. Now let me get real. I know it sounds a little like the zombie thing that Haas was talking about, but I'm not saying that you can't. If you got a car accident, you get a car accident, you're dead. Okay. Of course. Right. And this doesn't magically undead you. Okay. So you're not actually going to have zombies. But. Look,
every time in every single movie.
Yeah, but so let me talk about how it's going to be real. Though.
Okay.
Okay. So we're on the edge of scientific breakthroughs that are going to change the entire world. So the problem, the number one problem is I talk about all the time on the show, whether it's politics or anything else, is people cannot see outside of their own perspective. And in our lifetimes, all we've ever seen is this. You know, you age, you get older. You can't manipulate your genes, etc. But we're about to manipulate the genes. We're about to manipulate the DNA. So it is going to affect people that are alive. It's going to affect babies even more, because we can change the DNA within the womb. That is now borderline easy.
Right.
So I've been talking about this for a long time, and you think I'm playing or I'm exaggerating. I'm not. There are going to be super babies. They are going to have slightly different genes than us. They could be stronger. It's possible they could be smarter. And so now you're talking about real science fiction movies, but it ain't fiction anymore. And so, and now it's the science has advanced so much that you might be able to manipulate genes of a person who's already alive to cure them of things, and including growing back limbs. And that's when we can't understand it. It's not inside our perspective. We think that can't be true, right? And so when we look at this stuff and you think, no, you're exaggerating. It can't really make you younger. It already made the mice younger. Yeah. It already happened. And they're testing it in humans, not 48 years from now, not 88 years from now, not in a brave new world, today. So now it doesn't mean that it's going to happen in like 18 months and all of a sudden we're all immortal, right? I also want to bring down your expectations. Of course, this is dangerous stuff and important stuff. They're going to do a ton of testing before they go like, hey, everybody, an ad plus for everybody. And yes, we're oversimplifying. All those things are true. But our world, if not for our generation, definitely for our kids' generations, is going to be completely different. Once we start messing around with the genes, all bets are off.
Yeah.
For the good, and probably also for the bad. Absolutely.
No, I really want old school regressive mentality in places where people, because they have more experience, they have more lived experience in places where people have a higher order in the hierarchy to continue to keep pushing their regressive ideas onto the younger generations, because now they're also immortal.
Yeah, so that's an interesting downside.
That's the first thing I thought about when I was like, oh, shit.
And hilarious.
Like,
you hear him talking about me. But you know what?
I thought he was referring to the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, no, that's legit what I was thinking about. The first thing I read, I was like, I saw this and I had read the Freedom Caucus thing previously. So I was like, oh, fuck, like Mike Pence is going to be alive forever. And I want him to die at a reasonable, you know, rate.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'm all for science in favor of health. When I read stuff like this, and my grandmother died of cancer, and if I could have my grandmother back, I would have her back. But I just feel that this right here, when people read it, and especially because every other commercial is about how to get younger, how to stay younger, how to get rid of your laugh lines. I just think about that, and our preoccupation with that is so extreme.
Death is the ultimate motivator. So obviously, like, trying to combat that is one of the biggest things that humans try to do every single day. So once we eliminate that threat, Jank is right. It will be drastically different. I think it's very easy to. That's an easy guess, by the way. I know that, like, if you take NAD Plus and you're alive, you know, and on air, like, you know, doing it side by side with Larry King at that point, I'm assuming, 20 years from now, you'll be like, I called it. I called it 20 years ago. Pull up the tapes, Jesus. Jesus is in the booth, like, pulling up this exact tape. Like, you're like, I called it. I knew that life would be different as we know it.
Did you not see Tuck Everlasting? I don't want to be around for 118
years. I just want to look really good when I die. That's
you look
it.
Good. No. You're going to look good.
No. Last couple of things.
I'd still kick your ass in basketball, by the way.
Well,
regardless, if I
went back to 25, you'd still be bigger than I am.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly
true. But so look, there's drugs out there that are now getting really close to being able to. Again, it's oversimplification to say cure Alzheimer's, but basically,
yeah.
Okay. So right now, a lot of folks I know, their parents have Alzheimer's. It is very likely we're going to wipe that out.
I hope so.
So that's amazing, right? But once you already have Alzheimer's, you can't reverse that. It's drugs you take before you get Alzheimer's to prevent Alzheimer's, okay? So I just wanted you to be clear on that. Okay, now, if you can start resetting to 25 years old or whatever age you pick, dude, there's no end to how miraculous that is. I mean, miracles in real life. And you could imagine the upsides. What you can't imagine is the downsides. And there are going to be a lot of downsides. All of a sudden, Donald Trump's 25.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I don't know how that movie ends. Nobody knows how that movie ends.
Imagine all of them going back to being 25.
Yeah. And so... Yeah. And are we really going back to 25? Probably not. But I don't know. The mice went back to being 3 to 4 months old. And it's not really 3 to 4 months old. It's having the health of a 3 to 4 month old person. So how is that going to be for us? Are we going to look younger? Or are we just going to be physically as healthy as a 25-year-old? I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
We don't even know if the same effects will be true for humans.
Of course.
So right. Again, this is just, you know, they're going to do the first test on humans. We'll see how it goes.
One final thing. I'm sorry. I'm being super jank right now. Super last thought. I think it's hilarious if this does happen to work on humans perfectly, and we have 25-year-olds running around. I can't wait to see people justify their weird, antiquated interpretation of God based in organized religion when they're literally running around as 25-year-olds when they're 85 years old, which is like, I'm sure they'll look back at a mythological thing there and be like, oh, well, you know, this story kind of alluded to that.
Lazarus.
We should keep ensuring that women can't, get abortions if they want to, possibly, or deny them affordable health care.
Listen, Haas, everything happens for a reason.
Yep. That's it. Overpopulation, though.
That's imagine. The only,
Yeah.
Think about God excuse that they'll give you. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, God, if you're willing it. Work that NAD Plus magic, brother.
Yes.
You know what? I want to plug something. On April 18th, yes. My comedy album comes out. So download it. I'm talking about all this stuff, the rats too.
Where? So where were
you down? You can download it on iTunes. It'll be on Amazon.
And how do they find it? What do they search?
You go to funnyaida.com, AIDA. And all right. I give a shout out to the Young Turks on my album because they always show me love.
All right. Funnyaida.com. All right. And check out Haas on Facebook. Well, check us all out on Facebook.
Hassan D. Piker on Instagram and also Hassan Piker TYT on Facebook, where I do daily comprehensive breakdown coverages called The Breakdown.
Well, that's very logical.
And this is not Anna. This is her hologram. Because you think, she's like, I want to look perfect. I'm like, bitch, you already do. Do you see her?
If you say so. Okay. All right. TYTnetwork.com/join to become a member. There's a post game coming up, too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.